Okay. We are beginning of Sechel Dorn of Beis Amud Aleph. So we have by Nedorn this Nidr that the Ran gives introduction here, but there's two kinds of Nedorn. There's a Nedr that you do that you're setting aside a carbon for the Beis Amigdash, and then there's a Nedr that you say that I'm forbidding something for myself. They're called Nidr Iser. This whole Masechta is basically about Nidr Iser. When you make a Nedr, generally, this, according to the Ran, there's two ways of making a nether. You just say that this bread is forbidden to me, or you say that this bread is forbidden to me like a carbon. Okay, it's called being matfasit, you're taking it and comparing it to something else. That other thing that you're using has to be a dover hanodr. In other words, you can't say this bread should be also to me like chazer. Chazer is not something that I ever banned, I wish to ban it. I can say that this bread is forbidden to me like a carbon, because a carbon is a regular animal that I can consecrate, make holy. So that's called, according to Ran, technically, you can make either kind of a neder, but if you will be matfis, the neder has to be dover hanodr. The other Rishayim holds that every neder has to be in that format. It has to be that you're comparing it to something else. Then we have a concept called kinuim. Kinuim means like a nickname. Kinuim means like a nickname. You might have to get an off scroll. Kinuim means like a nickname. And what it means is that it's not... the actual words, what exactly is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's other languages, and according to the Shlokish, it's Loshon Shebodu Chacham. Chacham made up some words that mean nothing, but they made it up, so you shouldn't use Karbon Lashem. We don't want you to use the regular Hebrew words, which would be Karbon Lashem, and then tomorrow, later on, we're not so happy because you might die between the word Karbon Lashem. Or you might say Lashem Karbon, and if you say Lashem first and then you die, you're Moshe Shem Shemayin Levatollah. So they made up the other words that you will soon see. That's Loshon Shebodacham, or according to Rabbi Yechon, other languages. And what's so special then about these words? And every language is good. The Chiddush is, as Taisa says, is because these words, even if you don't understand what you're saying, is considered a neder. So that's kinui, a nickname. And then you have yodas. Yodas means a handle. It means you don't finish a sentence. And it's also a neder. This is what our Mishnah is saying here. Kol kinui in the dorim, the kinui of a neder is just like a neder. If you're saying a kinui of a neder, is also just like a neder. We took a neder. Whether it's Lashon Shebodu Chacham or whether it's a different language, it's always considered a neder. Later on, we'll see the words that you use for kinui. The charamim ki charamim. If you use the word chedim, here chedim, normally chedim is better kabayis or kinim. Here chedim also means a kind of a neder. And so to say, all the kinui and chedim is just like a chedim itself. So too, ushvua ki shvus. If you make a kinui for a shvua, and it's like a shvua. We'll see tomorrow later. The difference between a ned and a shvua is ned, you're answering the object on yourself, and shvua is I'm answering myself to the object. I won't eat this, that's a shvua. That bread is forbidden to me, that's a ned. So by shvua also, the kinni of a shvua is also a shvua. Nezidus kin nezidus. Same thing by nezirus, when you say that I won't abstain from wine, no haircuts, and so on for 30 days. Nezirus also, the kinni of nezidus, if you say neziach, that kind of word, instead of nazir, is also considered nazir. Ha'oim, now the Mishnah spells out what a yad is. And the Mishnah didn't introduce to us Yad at all, but we jump straight to Yad. A guy says to his friend, "Mudrani mimcho, I make a neder from you. Mufreshani mimcho, I will be separated from you. Merchukani mimcho, I distance myself from you. She'ani oichalach." There's two guesses here. Either some say she'ani oichalach, that I will not eat from you, or she'ani oichalach, that I will eat from you. Now the difference is she'ani means she'ani oichalach in a way is like a dover she'ani mamish. One of the differences in a neder and a shvua is that a shvua, it doesn't matter what I'm talking about, something that's not tangible, because it's talking about me. I won't sleep, whatever it is. So even though sleeping is not something tangible, but I'm tangible. And the shvua is on me. So shvua is valid. But if you say sleeping is forbidden to me, it's meaningless. You cannot make a neder and dover shema mamish, because the Easter has to be chal on the sleeping. What's sleeping? So over here, when you say, I won't eat, she'eini oichalach, the food is not here yet, so what exactly is neder chalan? So that's why some say it's she'ani oichalach, that I won't eat. So I'm putting the iser on myself, but it's a neder. And others say you can say she'ani, because since you're associating the food with this person, it's in his house and so on, it's much more tangible than sleep, which is dovah mamish. Now we'll see later in Gemara, we're putting the two parts together. Ha'oimel lechaveiroi mudrani mimcha, I'll be separated from you. In what way? She'ani, I won't eat from you, or she'ani toinlach, that I will taste from you. Osir. So even a yad is also considered a neder, and it's osir.
Do we have to attach it to food, or we say, I just want to...
No, I'll give an example. It could be anything.
Do we say he means I want to be in your proximity?
We'll see later. If I don't say it, we'll see later what it means. If it means anything. If I just say the words Mudrani Mimcha, if I don't spell it out, Shani Eichel, does it mean I can't walk into your house? Does it mean that I won't have any benefit from you, even wherever it is? What does it mean? Or does it mean nothing? Because it means so much, it means nothing. It's like Yedayim She'ein Melchichas. Yedayim is the word handle. It's like a handle. You don't have the cup, you have the handle. This is like the beginning. You're starting to say something, you don't say the entire thing.
The restraint order is specific and clear. You
Menuda ani loch. The guy says this expression. You're to me like you're in excommunicated. It doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Akiva says yes. He was sort of inclined to be machmir. Maybe it's a form of a neder. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. It says in the Mishnah that every kinyan of a neder is like a neder. And he spells out over here the kinyan of a neder, the kinyan of a chedin, the kinyan of a shvur, the kinyan of nazirus. So maishna gabi nazir. Why is it when it comes to nazir the loik tani lulukul? Why is it by nazir in mesechta nazir when it starts off also kinyan? It doesn't say. It doesn't go through all four items, you know, charamim and so on and so forth. Nazir. Maishna gabi nedarim. In this mission here, when it talks about nedarim, the tani kul, it goes through all four. Says the Gemara, Meshum the Neder Ushvur Ksive Gabi Adodi. In the very same pasuk where it says Neder, it also says Shvur. It says Chol Neder v'Chol Shvur Iser. Because in the same pasuk it says Hai Neder and Sai Shvur. So because we mentioned my Neder, it makes sense to mention also Shvur. The Kivan, the Tani Tartin, and once we're ready to learn two of them, Neder and Shvur, Tani Lukul, where he mentions the other, exhausts all possibilities, also Chedim and also Nasir. If the whole word is koshvue and next to each other, the least nekinu shvu is bas nedarim. So why is the mission saying nedarim? And then it says charamim, and then it says shvus, and then it says naziris. It should have said nedarim immediately followed by shvus, like the lashon of the pasuk. You're right. However, there was a valid reason why Chedim is right next to Neder rather than Shvuah. And I did a ton of Nedarim, the Mitzah Heftzalei, since it says Nedarim. With the whole idea of a Neder is that you're asking the Chayfetz on you, Tonanami Charamim, therefore Charamim makes sense, the Mitzah Heftzalei. So this is the basis. A Neder is you're asking the thing to yourself. Chedim also, you're asking the thing to yourself. You think this bread is forbidden to me, and so on. So you're asking the thing. La Fuke Shvuah, the exception is Shvuah. The ka'asa nafshe mechefse by shvua, you're answering yourself on the chayfetz. Now the Gemara, so that comes out from the Gemara, an interesting thing, which is a big shakot tayin achreinim, and I think that on later we'll see. So where does nazir fit in? If nazir is put in last, that means a nazir is really a form of shvua, not a neder. When a person says a nazir, is he saying that my hair is also for me to be cut off? Or my body is also to consume wine, or you're saying it's like a shvur, I will not drink wine and I will not take a haircut. So it's clear from the Gemara here, Lucheda. The Gemara compares Chedim to Neder, and Nazir is written after shvur, which means Nazir is exactly like shvur. So shvur. And maybe not from Israel Halacha. But we'll see you another time. Okay, let's continue by. Like we'll start doing the answer from the Gemara onwards. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Possibly Kinuyin. The Mishnah begins talking about Kinuyin. It starts off Kol Kinuyin Adorim. And then when it gives an example, what's the example? The example in the Mishnah is Mudrani Mecham, Mufrashani Mecham, Shani Oichel, Shani Toimloch. Is not a Kinuyin. That's a Ned. That's a Yad. That's the case where you only said a half. You never finished. You said, even if you bunch the two phrases together, Mudrani Mecham, Shani Oichel, I make a Ned to you that I eat from you. What about it? You didn't spell it out completely that I will not eat from you? He didn't say that, or that for the next 4 days I won't eat from you. I've sort of stopped the middle of my sentence. That's called a yad. So l'cheida, you start off the introduction is kinedarim umefadus yadus, and you spell out yadus. That's question one. Vesu yadus inchi. Did Mishnah forget to mention yadus? Aidi behind. Mishnah's talking about it. Where did it mention? L'cheida, the Mishnah should start off kol kinuyim. Okay. Then the Mishnah said yadus ki yadu. That by and then give us an example. What happened to the introduction? We're talking about it. The is missing some words. This is the Mishnah. Kol kinuyin nedarim kinedarim, and the yodis nedarim kinedarim. As if the Mishnah also had the words yodis nedarim kinedarim. Ran is like six lines, the middle wide lines. Possibly kinuyin v'su yodis. Need to lead the hachi perusha, the last middle wide line. This is how you're supposed to learn it. Ba'de tana b'kinuyin pasa. Surely the Tana starts talking about kinuyin. Generally, as a rule, The Gemara thought, even if a Mishnah misses something, somewhere in the middle of the Mishnah, a few words are missing. But he never finds that the opening of the Mishnah should be missing the opening. Nobody forgets the opening. If a guy who's in a hurry, he'll miss out something in the middle, but he won't miss out in the beginning. Since the Mishnah started, even if you tell me the Mishnah also talks about Yadayim, but definitely Oyadis. Definitely, it's not the opening. I feel turned on the others. Have the Furusha, who the Pasuk Bereishis should mention first. That's question number one. And question number two is the Mishnah doesn't even mention Yodas. The Su Yodas and Shini forgot all about it. Shakhan. Shadalis Kidan Tchila Kadeshi Fadash. The Mishnah, nowhere does he mention Yodas that the Mishnah has explained it. Umetarish Kushi Basraisu Karma Aidibang. When the answer is yes, it is talking about it. Klaim Echsuni Mechsa. A few words are missing. It doesn't say ladder. Not the opening.
Not the beginning.
Can't say before the Mishnah started, oh, you missed out a few words. But here, it's a fifth word. You say, and then you say, answer the Gemara. So we answer the question that it's missing, it's not missing, it's there. But the other question still remains. So why does if the first part of the Mishnah is Kinuim, and then the Mishnah tells us Yodas, so why, when the Mishnah gives examples, does it jump straight to Yodas? Shouldn't it first give us examples of Kinuim? Ready, Gemara, believe for us, Kinuim Beresha. Let us explain Kinuim first. And for the Gemara, Ahud the Salik Menei, Ahum and Father Beresha. That which is missing, what he explains first. I'll give you a few examples. Now we learn the Mishnah starts out and saying, Pairing Shabbos. What kind of wick can you use? What kind of oils can you use to light? What you can't. And then the Mishnah spells out, A Madlikin, what you can't. So this starts explaining the latest thing first. Another example. What kind of things are you allowed to store things in? You know, if it adds heat, if it doesn't add heat. And what can't you? And then it starts off any time, but you can't. There was a woman walk out with, and was a woman not walk out on Shabbat. And then it starts explaining, like Taiti Isha. So therefore, we see it's common for a Mishnah to explain first the last thing that it brings down, Ran. But leave for Kinuim, but Asia claim it. Avagav the Terasa Kusha, but I answered in me. You come, Isa Katikash will bother me. Tatsin, the Urchid, the Tan's common for Tan, the Furushi, but Asia. First explain, I hear the Salak, but that's what you finish. No, I'm a Mamelikin. Alhecha, the possible limit five, but Asia. So that we think, the Chim, the Tatsin, and Nahu, the Sobin, when you answer that which you left. Having the father's Beresha, Bedavka coming in. The Gemara is now going to ask a question. The Gemara right now thinks that this is exactly how every Mishnah works. This is the format of a Mishnah. First, it gives you introduction of a number of things, and then the first thing it explains is the last thing. And then the Gemara is going to ask, but we find a number of places where the Mishnah Taka explains first the first thing that it brings up. So what's going on here? When does it explain the last thing it brings up? When does it bring the first thing? So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara. You tell me that every time it starts off, it doesn't explain first. I'll give you examples where the Mishnah explains first the first thing he brings down. But now, we learned in the Mishnah, it says in Berurah Basa, Yesh Neichlin Machilin, now those who inherit and inherit to others. A son inherits his father, and if he passes away, he inherits his father back to his father. Now those who yashin, but they don't, they're not manchil, they don't give it back. Their husband yashes, let's say the wife, but he doesn't give back to his wife. The following yashin and manchili, and the first thing the Mishnah explains is the noichli manchili. Another example. Yesh mutaris lebalein. Now those are permitted to the husbands. Vasuli v'mein. An almana to a kohen hedge is permitted, but if the brother-in-law is a kohen gadol, he's forbidden to the yavam. Or mutaris lebalein. The mutit to the v'mein. Vasuli v'mein. If a kohen gadol is married to an almana, he's also to his wife. But if he dies, she is also to the brother-in-law. And then the Mishnah starts explaining. Ve'elim mutaris lebalein. And the first thing he explains is those are mutit to the husbands and also to the yavam. Goes back to the first case. Then we talk about Kabbalah. It says, yes, to Unish, Shemen, Levanya, those minchas that require oil and incense, Shemen, Velodavan, those that require only oil, no incense, Ve'elu, to Unish, and the following require Shemen, Ulevanya. Or, yes, to Unis Hagosa, are those minchas that you have to bring to the corner of the Mizbeach, but ain't Tunis, you don't have to wave them. Then there are Tunis for those minchas that you have to wave, Veloy Hagosa, you don't bring it to the Mizbeach. And then he spells out, Ve'elu, Tunis Hagosa. Let's do some runs here. Ran, b'chol heicha, the posach, b'olam, mefaj, b'reisha. Ran, my 8 lines at the bottom. Chagdata, we thought, d'chim, metatzin, nahu, d'sol, b'nei, havi, mefaj, b'reisha, b'dafke, b'nei. We thought, this is how it always works. The eagle, like, pay the mills, have a little turn, l'mastin, l'kulu, b'chad, you got one case, shem, hochi, mach, yes. But Tanan, yes, noichlin, manchilin, hainu, ovez, a bonny father, the children, he yashes the children, he gives off to the children, noichlin, manchilin, hainu, isha, zimoy. A man, his mother, he yashes his mother, but if he dies, the mother doesn't yash him.
Mutaros Lebale and Vasul Hibame, if I'd be paid against Mutaros Kuin Hedjit, Chenos Lamon, for Kuin Hedjit marries a man, it's permitted to him, or be the Yeshle Ochanot, his brother, Kuin Godl, is forbidden to him. Mutaros Ibame is permitted to the brother in law, Bavasul Bale, and Kuin Godl, which gives a man, the Yeshle Ochanot, his brother, Kuin Hedjit, to Unus Shem Lvoin, if I'd be called a Menachel, Minchasaiva Machvez, Vamacheshes. We explain in Kamenachis the different kinds of Menachis. There are the frying pan or deep frying pan, and each one has different rules. Shemin v'levoina minchas nesachim is oil, but no levoina. So unas hagoshi got to be brought towards the mizbeach. Yagis hakreins a mincha v'kandrei maravis in the southwest corner. The kusiv zayis teres a mincha hakriv oisib in the adon lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, you got to bring it to the corner of mizbeach. I'm a farshid pedagoy mevi dain a keren dreim is maravis. And sometimes you need truf, some you don't. Truf koyim maniach yodet is bailing. He places his hand on the hand of the owners. We made him and they wave it together. To una hagosher ve'ena tuna tenuva. When do we say that it has to be brought to his bear? We don't have to wave it. Heine minchas chayte. The mincha of a sinner, so it doesn't have to tenuva. To una tenuva. But when do you have tenuva? You wave it, but you don't have a gosher. Heine loyik shem meshal metzeda. That oil, that a metzeda va'ashami va'bekudim. There's waving. We don't bring it to his bear. Back to the Gemara. There's sometimes if the woman had children before, but this man is the first one, so he's a b'choy, the firstborn when it comes to inheritance. Of the aim b'choy l'koyin, but he's not a b'choy. There's no pinyon aben. Doesn't belong to the koyin because it's not the first. The mother had other kids from other husbands. And then the Mishnah spells out b'choy l'koyin. In our cases where b'choy l'koyin was the firstborn for pinyon aben. This man had other wives and he had other kids, and this guy is the kid is the fourth kid, but for this woman, it's the first one. Then the Mishnah spells out, so it goes back to the first case. All of these cases, when in a Mishnah, if a Mishnah only has two cases, two dinim, yes and no, then the Mishnah will always go back to the first one. But when the Mishnah has a number of them, then it'll go from, when the Mishnah only has two, it'll go to the first one, but without many dinim, it'll continue from the last one.
What's the touch of halin?
She said, all of these cases are the afshalu. There are so many cases. Mefarshim explains the first. No. We'll see. How many dinim there are in the Mishnah. See them in. Halin the mishum the av shalei mefarish ahu the pasuk bereisha. So therefore, in those cases with a number of dinim, he goes back to the first ones. Ran, next page. B'chol the nachal page little pinyon double the ain b'chol the koyin she eton pinyon needs a pinyon farish page b'chol the nachal the hand habo acher the follow either there were miscarriages v'chein nami mishal hoyle bonim had no sons but nasi ishikar yolda she already had kids so therefore as far as pinyon ben concerned there's no pinyon ben but as far as nachal is first b'chol the koyin b'chol nachal because hoyle bonim he had other kids so this kid is not a b'chol nachal but nasi ishikar yolda bonim is first kid from the avshalei mefarish had the possibility that many dinim he goes back to the first one. Afshin claimish the name Rubin, the many dinim, kidamim reshona, the afshi brachas, the many brachas, that's the word afshi, many. Hichach, im befarish lehulam afreya, if you're going to start from the last thing and then work your way back, osil midi, forget what the first thing is. Ul oilam really, ilam b'shem high time had an abbe from this reason, sidra dafke lefrusha hudis albinet. The general rule is the last thing that you mention is what we explain first. And when do we go back to the first one? Is when there are a number of dinim. Makshinim, as we already asked. So in all these cases, for example, there's all kinds of cases. There's like three or four cases. If there are three or four different introductions, then you want to start listing them, you always go back to the first one. Because if you can start from the last one, you're going to forget all the details. But now, Mishnah over here, for example, only two. Oh, there's either Kinuim or Yadis. Only two cases. So therefore, we'll talk from the last one. And all those examples I gave before, but Memed Lik is only two. So therefore, you always go to the last one. Or Memed Taimnin, Me'ein Taimnin. Or Memed Ishiyesh, Me'ein Yesha. These are all one, it's two case Mishnahs. And therefore, we'll all start from the last one. But when you have a number of cases, sometimes it's this, sometimes you have so many, then we'll go back to the first one. Freddy Gemara, is that always the case? You have a Mishnah there that says, what kind of animal walk out of Shabbos? What animal can I walk out of Shabbos? There aren't too many dinim. Well, yet uktani, and it starts off with yaitze. What he could go, a camel can walk out. You just said, but there's only two dinim. You always b'medesalik. That's what you begin. And here it goes back to the beginning.
Elimar concludes, you're right. Lav davke. There's no rules. You thought, till now, we thought there are rules. And then we try to work out what the rule is when the Mishnah goes back to the first, gives example of the first. No rules. Zim the Mephadah, who the Puzzle Bereshah. Every Tana has different style. Yeah, sometimes the Tana. Well, yeah, the Tana is Andish. No, it's a different Tanoim. Every Tana has their style. Zimni the Mephadah, who the Puzzle Bereshah. You know, who the Solo Bereshah, Faj Bereshah. Rashi, Aran. Ella lav davke zimni mefar nili lochi meshani sedre tanlash minin and the lekik paid. In fact, Saran says, interesting pshat achap. So deliberately he changes around. Tell you that there's no order. Tell you, don't ask me a question. How come sometimes the order this way, this way? I'm deliberately going to mix you up. Sometimes this way, this way. So nili lochi meshani sedre. Deliberately he changed the order. Tanlash minin and not the stam and bully nili. The lekik to teach you lekik paid the milsa. The whole Tana, the Tani, the boy, he shopped on me. Every Tana learns whichever he wants, and don't ask any questions. Don't say, you know, say we're learning more of, you have to always choose his intelligent language, do whatever you want.
In other words, all these Stam Mishnahs could have been different Tana, because a lot of these Stam
Mishnahs. Yeah, but even a Stam Mishnah, a Tana said it, because it's a Libra of Akiva, or a Mer Libra of Akiva, or a Nachash Tiptoh Libra of Akiva. When we had a few weeks ago that Stam Nachash Tiptoh is most Stam Mishnahs.
And all those are
exactly, but then we had in Megillah the Kulam a Libra Rabbi Akiva. So ultimately, all the Star Mishnahs of Rabbi Akiva. Each style, Tan had his style.
So you mean the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had the style of what they would repeat?
Everyone had a style. How to say it? How they said it?
What they heard from Rabbi Akiva.
Exactly. That's one answer. No, the answer is there's no Seder, and deliberately made it no Seder. So this deliberate chaos here. It's an organized chaos. That's what this
curious,
is.
It's doesn't it? So if people ask you questions, you answer the first, second, third, in
order.
That's right. But answering. There's no questions here. Here's just how you memorize it. So the deliberate chaos. That's answer number one. Ibai Zinachataraz is Yodais. Another answer is Yodais. You know why the Mishnah talks about Yodais first? Because I did the Asian Midrasha. Because Yodais is something that is a Chiddush. It's a much bigger Chiddush. We had a main times that the Mishnah likes Chiddushim. Mefarish Lahim Bereshis. He jumps at it. As soon as you mention Yodais, oh, you get all excited. Yodais. Because this is a Chiddush. He only said half a sentence. It's ready to consider as if he said the full Nether. That's why he jumps into it. So why in the opening of the mission does he mention Kenuyim first? And then Yodas, if you get all excited about, you know, Chidushim, you should have first opened up with Yodas. Miftich possibly Kenuyim asks, no. When it comes to starting out the sugya, you got to start at the Raisa Bereisha. First you talk about Kenuyim because it's Mahatoida. But Hodim Mefadish Yodas, when it comes to explaining, he explains Yodas, the Asla Medrosha, because it's a Drosha. Ran. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't really matter. Kidam, we said before. Forget the fact that we brought so many different missions. Sometimes it goes one way, sometimes another way. We still have to stick to the first answer. That as a rule, there's no rules. But here we're giving a new explanation as well. In our mission, we don't have to follow that. In our mission, we don't have to say it's just random. Our mission deliberately started explaining Yodas first. Mishum the Astim Midrasha. Ki Pasach, next round, Pasach Bikinu in the Raisa. First, he opens the Raisa. Shekain Derechatan Elahascha Bedvorim Hayuduyim Vapshotim. Things which are the obvious. And then he goes further. Freddy Gemara, a couple more lines. I told you before that when it comes to Kinuyin, there's a machlekes, whether it's Loshon Shebodo Chami, words are Chami made up, or whether it's just different languages. So Freddy Gemara, you're telling me that Kinuyin is a Dover HaPosher, there's no Chiddush, that's why Mishnah didn't get excited. Freddy Gemara, Hanicha, if you... first of the lines, Hanicha, six lines, Hanicha Lamanda. This makes sense according to one who says that Kinuyin, Loshon, Nochimim, all it is another language. It's not exciting. It's Matayt, it's obvious, it's Asr. Ela Lamanda, Amalosh, Shabadu, Chachamim, it's a language that the Chachamim made up words. That's also exciting. It's a Chiddush. You made up words, no such words exist. And that's another that I said, that's not a Chiddush. Why did the Mishnah get excited about that? Is Leah Noida by Michael Mehmet, just as much as a Chiddush? Asking much question. Ran. They made up Meloshon Ashebodim Meliba. They made up their own things.
Leah's noyde boy mefarish lekaman. We learn later on. Shim yemer carbon. The Chacham are worried. If you're going to say carbon Lashem, we are worried. Shem yashkin Hashem. You might say Lashem carbon. The Hashem somer gabe carbon. The pasuk normally says carbon Lashem. You might reverse the order, and then if you die between the word Lashem and carbon, the last thing you did in your life, you said Abish's name of vain. We're very worried. Can receive carbon Lashem. Shem yashkin Hashem. Le yashkin carbon. You might mention Abish's name. That's saying carbon. Benim says hoyti shem shemayin levatola. Well, the kachitul lechayin lo. We have these other words so that you won't say. You won't ever say the word carbon because no, because when you say carbon, you all remember the pasuk carbon Lashem, and then you might reverse the order. We're very scared. So you made a word that's nothing to do with carbon, some other word. We'll see later what the words are. Because you made it from other word, like kaniach, whatever. So therefore, you're not going to end up saying the Abish's name. So that's a chiddush that we made up words and it's called a neder. Ma'ikel mem, I've heard that I said namem true. It's matayik mashik safti mashik sayinu. I told you the mishnah already. That even according to the lakish, since you knew when he said those words, you meant a neder. Such matayik. I feel hachi ain't up shutin yoyisim yadus. It's just as big as a chiddush as yadus. Kedeshi yaschel behem. So therefore, what excuses the mishnah have to run to yadus because that's a chiddush? And what's kinuim? Adarabe yadus pidutayik dasi midrasha. Forget yadus is we can learn that from a drasha. At least you started the sentence, you didn't finish it. Here you said you made up a word, some other pig Latin, and it's called a neder mahateda. And for the Gemara, I don't understand your whole question. Mi k'tani yadus? You're asking me why the Mishnah explains yadus first. Does the Mishnah in the preamble b'chal mention yadus? Not at all. We said the Mishnah forgot it, and we put it in after the word kenuim. You know what? We'll put it in before the word kenuim. And the word yadus come first, so therefore the Mishnah mentioned yadus first, then kenuim, and then the Mishnah explains yadus first. Mi k'tani yadus? Didn't I tell you that's missing words? So you know what? Since it's missing words anyway, I'll put it in the beginning. This is how you should learn the Mishnah. Call Yadus Nadonik Nadarim. Call Kinadarim Nadarim. Even though before the Ran said that it never happens that we forget the first words, now suddenly we're saying maybe it does happen. The Elohen Yadus. So therefore the Mishnah is actually in sequence. It first talked about Yadus, then Kinuim, and then it explains the Yadus. And he says, I'm Lechabede. And the Elohen Kinuim. And either Kinuim, Kainim, Kainich, and Kainim. What's the Zuran? Because of this question, we forget where we change our mind completely from our original premise. Now, in the beginning, we thought it's impossible that if words are missing that it's in the beginning of the Mishnah. That the Tana explains. V'boy say mahokamar the Tana. But he's a sitter. Dafka knocked. Everything's in order. Lifrusha yada the bereisha. Lemar mehecha the salik menei. We left off mishum da asin le midrasha from a drasha. The kenuyin lo tzich lefrusha. Lemar mehecha the pasuk mishum the yada is asin midrasha. Yada drasha v'ro lagdim le kenuyin. It comes first. She'ain ela losha b'lacham. Mecham made it up. Hachik I see last yada. Okay, that's later. Okay, we'll stop here.